Well, hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. Shut the fuck up, Scott. Shut up. Hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast on what is another very special occasion. We're bringing in the Chinese New Year people, and we'll be crossing from world center to world center as each one of those world centers brings in the news of the Chinese New Year. Before I ask how you are, Scott, how are you?
Oh, baby.
Well, we can't stay and listen to you crap on for too long, Scott, because we are now crossing to our first world center, and we are crossing to the Boho South Recreation Reserve, where festive crowds are gathering to usher in the Chinese New Year. Might as well start celebrating this in Australia now, because China is about to become the dominant world superpower. So we better start understanding very quickly which side our bread is buttered on. Okay. All right. We'll leave Boho South Recreation Reserve there, and we'll cross straight to my pole, which, of course, everyone knows is in a different time zone to Boho South, half an hour in front or so, I believe. A massive crowd has gathered before the stage in Maipole Central, where the mayor of Maipole, Councillor Leviathan Wilkes, is emceeing the event and will personally usher in the new year, the Chinese New Year, that is, with his constituents. Let's just catch a glimpse of what's going on there as you speak. Indeed. Okay, well, let's cross there now.
Electorate. We have accomplished much this year, but alas, we have much more to be done. We have much more to do, or there is much to be done, rather. For if re-elected as your mayor, I will pledge to reduce the increase of your current and future rate of rates. Well, I was recently re-elected already, I suppose. It was only 2 months ago. But after all, with the next one not before November 2015, I should say. I should probably clarify myself a little bit more here. By reduce the increase of the rate of rates, I don't mean to be oxymoronic. I just wish to note that while not pledging to slash the rate of rates, I will, as your mayor, decelerate the rate at which they've been increasing. Of course, the rates are the rates. By rates or rates, I mean the level at which they've been increasing incrementally. But as for the current...
My Paul, gearing up for a massive countdown to the new year there. Electrifying stuff, Daniel. Electrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Where else are we going to be crossing over to during this podcast?
That would be Violet Town, Scott, and you knew that full well. So I suppose you were saying it for the listeners' benefit. But yeah. Anyway, let's make that cross to Violet Town Square now. I believe the guys in the control room are ready to do that for us now, yes. Yes, I believe we're ready to do that now. I believe those are the three locations that we'll be crossing to over to this evening, Scott, as we try and usher in the Chinese New Year. And you were right before, there is clearly an electrifying atmosphere, just rocking, absolutely fucking rocking each of those locations. Mm. And as they approach the countdown to the Chinese New Year, it's exciting, exciting stuff, my friend. We'll get into your world report shortly, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever felt embarrassed? Embarrassment is a condition of strong discomfort directed at oneself after having been perceived to engage in an act or state that is deemed socially unacceptable or questionable. Embarrassment is unpleasant and often results in a perceived lack of honor, status, or esteem. It's a drag, people, but it doesn't need to be. Embarrassment is usually not synonymous with a lack of morality, meaning that it is generally not necessary. It is a needless enemy that we can just do without. This Monday, the National Guild for the Combatants of Unnecessary Negative Emotion will be holding a National Day of Unity against embarrassment. You can either log on to www.ngftcoune.com.au or express your support by carrying out your entire day of business this Monday without clothing and with no inhibitions about engaging in public flatulence. Together, we can overcome this nefarious enemy. Give embarrassment the boot.
Scott, it's time for the World Report.
Yeah.
What do you got for us this week?
Well, given that Kiribati is one of the First Nations to bring in the new year, our focus will be on the Pacific state itself, Dad.
But is that the only reason, Scott?
Well, I take exception to the interruption.
Because if that's not the only reason, then it's a tenuous basis for a world report, I've got to say. And that's something I take exception to.
Oh, shot down. Shot down, Daniel. What was that?
That's me snorting. I've got a bit of a cold, Scott. I apologise.
Yeah. Yeah, all right then.
I've rattled you though, haven't I?
You rattled.
Absolutely rattled you.
Rattled like Sultan Zarazani back in the 96 World Cup when Alan Donald hit him on the head without a helmet.
That would have hurt.
That would have hurt. Would have hurt the Sultan. But in a world exclusive, the Simpleton podcast can announce.
He was one shaken Sultan that day, wasn't he?
Sure was, and overconfidence didn't pay that day, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. It didn't. In a world exclusive, though, the Simpleton podcast can announce that Kiribati opposition MP Tubuai Uai has lost his defamation lawsuit against the president, Anoti Tong. I'm now going to ask you, Daniel, for comment.
Just get on with it, Scott. Just get on with it.
Greg?
Don't know.
Mike?
Good.
Squires boys?
Good. Proceed, Scott.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to now tell you that Mr. Tong had called Tubuai Uai a liar after the MP accused the Minister of Health of using 7,000 big ones in public funds to pay for an airfare for his wife. Do you have anything to say about this?
Well, I do have something to say about this, Scott, and that is to say that the story is a week old. You know full well that it's not a world exclusive. It was a week old, Scott. It was important, yes. Indeed, Mr. Tong had called on the MP to apologise and brought the figure of $7,000 into question. The MP had taken umbrage with the request of Mr. Tong, and, in a nutshell, the court ruled that it didn't have an issue with the statement of Tong. Probably the only other titbit worth mentioning is that the court ended up disregarding the statements from two witnesses who spoke on behalf of the MP's legal team, dismissing their accounts on the basis that they were not the MP's constituency, thus indicating that their claims that the reputation of Tubuai was damaged were, while impassioned, ultimately not credible. Scott, I'm not happy with your work here, I've got to say, but in the interest of the Chinese New Year goodwill, let's drop it and now cross over to Boho South, where I believe the festivities are really beginning to crank up.
Look, I can't reiterate enough the importance of family, not to mention the need to forgive our partner or spouse who may or may not have betrayed our trust, even if it would be in the gravest possible manner. And I'm speaking here as someone with an intimate understanding of how it is to find oneself on either side of such an equation. But let me just clarify, I realise how that may have just sounded. I'm not suggesting for a second that Maggie or myself have necessarily fallen short of the vows we made to each other all those years ago. No, not at all. In fact, all I'm saying is that with the onset of a new year, a Chinese new year, ladies...
Wow, Daniel, wow.
Wow, isn't it is fucking electric? Going off there, man. It is going off. I can't wait for the giant pole to be erected at midnight to signify the new year, Scott.
Loaded with Freudian.
Scott. Oh, Jesus Freudian. Christ! You're an absolute troglodyte, Scott. Let's cross now to the festivities in my poll.
Violet Town, go.
Yeah. That doesn't sound too good at all, Scott. Let's just cross straight to and I do this reluctantly. Let's cross to the sports report, Scott, on the Samoan ice hockey team.
Let's cross to the sports report. Oh wait, we already done that.
Yeah. Done that. You talk now, Scott.
Yeah. For the sports report today, we will stay firmly entrenched in Oceania, Daniel. To be more specific, we're going to focus on ice hockey in the Pacific state of Samoa, where the sport could perhaps be described as burgeoning. In fact, as the new year dawns upon us, fans of the sport in Samoa are looking forward to interruptions.
I don't know where you could possibly go with this report. I mean, there's actually no way you could conceivably go with this story.
If you'd shut your mouth and let me get on with it, you might learn.
Don't speak to me like that, Scott. Look, I'm not going to authorise you to go on with this because it's a train wreck already. I'm looking right now at the official website of the IIHF.
Which stands for?
The International Inbred Hockey Foundation. And I've got to say, Scott, Samoa is not and never has been a member.
Scott.
Don't put words in my mouth, Scott. There are no ice rinks in the entire nation, outdoor or indoor. There is not a single registered player in the country. And I believe it to be highly likely that no one from Samoa has ever, and I mean ever, hit a puck in anger.
My friend, what I'm talking about, you would have found if you had listened to me further, is I'm actually talking about Western Samoa and not American Samoa.
I could not give a flying fuck which one you're talking about, Scott. Neither of them is a member of the IIHF.
What does it stand for again?
The International Inbred Hockey Foundation.
Mm.
Or has been a member or has an ice rink. Scott, you've fallen short in the past, but this is truly unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
I refuse to sit back idly and watch this train wreck gather any pace when I have in my personal power the power to stop it. And I do not know what you were thinking when you came up with this. I just don't know what you could have possibly been thinking and where you could have gone with it. And I don't want to hear another word on the matter if you speak, Scott. It will be censored.
Censored, you say? Well, I put it to you, Daniel. The guys upstairs might well have a thing or two to say about this.
Well, you bet fuck they will, Scott. The guys upstairs are fucking ancient history.
Well, so the lawsuit.
What do you think about that?
The lawsuit. You know that they're fighting to get their positions back. I wouldn't be surprised if they're back any week now.
Look,
whether you like it or not.
Look, fucking stop your babbling, right? I think we need to go to a special pre-recorded message that I prepared myself. I had to do it myself, Scott.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, well, I prepared it in the event that a situation like this would arise, so let's roll it.
Roll it.
Hi, I'm Daniel James from the Simpleton Podcast, and if you find yourself listening to this special announcement, then something has gone very wrong. We here at the Simpleton Podcast pride ourselves on striving for and maintaining the highest standards in journalistic excellence. Unfortunately, we, like many other serious or unserious news organisations, do get it wrong from time to time. But what you can be sure of is this. Every time we fall short of the standards we set ourselves and that you set for us, it will only serve to strengthen our steely determination to become even greater. Now though, I'm off to catch up with the lads at the half pipe. So relax, take a deep breath, keep the faith, and enjoy the rest of the show. It's back to you guys. Cheers. Okay, Scott, I don't want to talk about that any further. The Chinese New Year is about to be brought in, and a fresh beginning awaits all of us. We need to enter it with good faith. Now, though, I believe it's time to make another crossover. This time it's the Violet Town.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
I want to give you an on-air high five. All right, let's go.
All right.
Bam. And swoosh. That swoosh. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I heard
that. That was me withdrawing the high five.
What the fuck's that about?
Thus leaving the egg on your face, my friend. That was disgusting.
Hey, and hey, Scott. Down below.
Down below?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Steven Seagal film.
No, high five now down below. Swish. Fuck you, man. I just pulled away from it then. So the fucking egg is back in your face.
What have we got now?
We're crossing to... No. Where are we crossing to this time?
Violet Town?
Someone's coming in my ear. We're crossing to Violet Town, yes.
Violet Town. Now, before we do that, I suggest we cross back to Boho South.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Look, can we now just cross to... over to my poll with it, given the time difference. They're probably on the verge of the countdown for the year, Scott. What do you think?
Let's cross over.
So I scratched the first box and got a flower. I scratched the second one and got another flower. So that was it. I was only one box away from winning 1,000 smackaroos. I was very excited, to be honest, so I calmed myself down. Plucked up my courage and scratched the third and final box. Sorry. No flower this time. Oh, sorry. One, two, three, four. No flower this time around. It was a fucking damn bicycle. Then came the realisation, the stone cold realisation. I said to myself, Councillor Wilkes, you just came within a hair's breadth of winning a neat $1,000. But what did you end up with for all your troubles? Nothing. Sweet nothing, people. And while I'm at it, let me tell you this. Diet Cola is even worse than real cola. I used to think I was doing my body a favour.
Well, it is cranking up further. Just when you thought it couldn't crank up any further, there she goes down.
I think it's fair to say, Scott, that Councillor Wilkes is one of the great orators of our time.
I think that's very, very fair to say. Listen, I think
we've just had too much excitement for this episode, Scott. I think we need to get back on course and just calm down and start wrapping this baby up. What do you reckon?
Can I, Daniel, before we get into the next stage, I'd like to share something with you and the listeners.
Yeah, okay. What is it, Scott?
You ready for this? Because this is going to hit world headlines tomorrow.
Shit.
Yeah. You remember the Bonnie Doon uprising of 96?
Who could forget it?
It was caused when allegations of overzealousness by Strathbogie Shire bylaws officers, in conjunction with Mansfield Shire bylaws officers, just were accused of issuing far too many parking tickets and being overzealous in that role.
Everyone knows the story, Scott.
Everyone knows the story. A violent insurrection broke out. As you know, I was a journalist then with the Bataguini Times.
Yeah.
I think you mean
the Times of Bataguini.
That's what I mean. Go on. I was chopping in. And, yeah, it happened. We were forced down. I was a journalist in that helicopter.
Was Brian Williams with you at the time?
I don't know who or what you're talking about. And... I tell you what, I looked death straight in the face. An air rifle, 3 shots of the air rifle, hit the side of the helicopter. We were forced down, Daniel, and it changed me.
Well, I have it on very good authority, Scott, that Mark Brooks, one of the peacekeepers involved, was in a chopper ahead of you.
Mm.
And he seemed to indicate that there was no air rifle shots fired upon your chopper, but they were, in fact, fired upon his.
Mark Brooks of Violet Town?
Yes.
Yeah, look, it'll be his word against mine, but Daniel...
Okay, well, we know which one to go with then.
We know which one to go with, and I'm sure this will be a big topic of discussion at the Your Old Cafe come mid-year.
Scott, it's time for listeners' letters.
Listeners' letters.
We cannot do this episode without your letters, listeners, so keep them rolling in, week out. If you would like to send Scott and I some correspondence, you can do that by simply addressing your email to us at contact@simpletonpodcast.com. Scott, I believe you have the first letter.
Very good. This one is from, let me see, Redcliffe Whitehill of Moonee Ponds, Melbourne. This is what Redcliffe has to say.
I am utterly disgusted at the lack of seriousness with which the administration of the ACT is treating the issue of ticket scalping in the lead-up to the ICC World Cup. As a resident of Canberra, I am ever aware that my city is due to host the blockbuster pool game featuring UAE versus Bangladesh. On no less than four occasions in the last week, I was approached by apparent ticket scalpers offering to sell me tickets for the game with prices ranging from $4,000 to $8,000. Not good enough, guys. Thank you, Redcliffe. Daniel. Mm.
Let that be a warning to us. Am I actually going to that game?
You are going to that game.
I've got my flights and accommodation booked.
Yeah.
I look forward to being there with probably 600 or 700 other people, mostly embassy staff and their families. But, you know, that's what it's all about, Scott.
That's what it's all about.
Nothing better than grassroots world cricket.
Nothing better than that, Daniel.
But look, I've got the second letter. Yeah, this one comes from Sherman Downs from the Great Lakes, the USA, which is a massive expanse of geographic territory. Most of it, of course, water. But Sherman writes, "Damn!" Thank you very much, Sherman.
Thank you, Sherman. Daniel, I believe I've got letter three.
I believe that to be true.
Is it worth... It's words on paper. Is it worth waking up the girls to read it with vigour?
No.
Will I do it?
No.
Okay. Come on, guys. Put your hands up in the air like you're just not care. Awesome. I am party machine, people. Count it down with me. Let's count it down. Who is with me? Thank you, DJ Nigel.
Yeah, but seriously, what sort of contribution does that make to the podcast?
DJ Nigel, I believe...
What does he want us to... How does he want that conveyed and what does he want people to do with that information?
Daniel, follow...
This is just a very humble podcast that goes out to dozens of people, you know, around the world, mainly... In Strathbogieshire, but what does he actually want
Daniel,
us to do with that?
Daniel, what? Follow the money trail. DJ Nigel is releasing his next album, and for the first time, it is scheduled for release in Australia.
And what's the title of this album, Scott?
It's called Party People.
Right, and what's that in German?
It's called... You really want to know?
Yes.
It's called Partei... Dimension. That's what it's called.
Partei Dimension.
That's right. That's right.
Not nearly evil sounding enough to be proper German, Scott, but there you go. No. Okay, well, look, it's time we wrap this show up. Is there anything in the week ahead, Scott, that our listeners should be aware of?
Daniel?
Yeah.
What does this sound mean?
Sounds like you're rustling your running sheet to make it sound like newspapers.
Wrong.
Oh. Oh, so you've got headlines.
I've got three newspapers here, fresh off the presses.
Wow. And where are they coming from? Which newspapers
are we at? The Telangana Mercury.
Yep.
The Ruffy Foliage.
Cool.
And you know what? They've spelt Ruffy like Jared Ruffhead's nickname. And the Merton Mandate.
Wow. What does the Telangana Mercury have to say?
The headline on tomorrow's edition of the Telangana Mercury is "Concerns amongst local residents rise as sightings of the Murray-Darling Basin Padfoot soar." That one is written by Turner Round.
Wow. I thought those padfoots had long been extinct, but... if it's coming from a source like the Telangana Mercury, there must be something in it. Scott, where are we crossing to now? It's the Ruffy Foliage. What do we got? It's just overkill, Scott. Absolute overkill.
The Ruffy Foliage. It would usually be back page news. This is on the front page.
Yeah.
The headline is "Hilly dislocates toe, comma
shit.
In doubt for clutch. Longwood clash."
That is big news. That is very big news.
It's big news.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the whole family tonight as we await the results of those scans first thing in the morning. and Scott the Scott the Merton Mandate. What have they got to say?
The Merton Mandate. The front title reads Easter Meat in Doubt for Lack of Interest.
Well, I guess that's it, Scott. Thank you for coming along. In terms of my week ahead, if you enjoy world class comedy, then I suggest this week you just keep an eye on Tony Abbott. But that's all from me. Thank you for your time, everyone, and Scott, I thank you for yours.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners, and see you next time, if you can.